A new report released by the Missouri Foundation for Health shows that expanding the Medicaid program in Missouri would boost the state's economy, not hurt it. The Medicaid expansion issue will be on the ballot August 4th. And if Missourians choose yes, then many more people would be eligible for the government health care program. Just a refresher, the Affordable Care Act lets states expand their Medicaid programs to cover adults earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level. That's just over $17,000 a year for an individual's income. The federal government will pay for 90% of that cost, and the state would be on the hook for the additional 10%. 36 states have chosen to expand their Medicaid programs, but Missouri is not among them. Joining us to talk about this new report is Sheldon Weisgrau, Vice President of Health Policy at the Missouri Foundation for Health. Thanks so much for joining us. Tell us what the report contains.
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me. We sponsored this report to take a look at what the economic impact of Medicaid expansion would be in Missouri. And the way the report does that is it looks at the new federal money that would flow into the state as a result of Medicaid expansion. So here in Missouri, we would be looking at more than $1 billion a year of our federal tax money coming back home and being spent on health care services in the state. And what we found when we did this analysis was that this money would flow throughout the economy. It would create jobs, so about 16,000 new jobs would be created. It would create about $2.5 billion in new economic output, which is about $16,500 per Missouri business. It would create a huge increase in gross domestic product of more than $1.5 billion. And it would also increase personal income more than $1 billion a year, which averages out to about $500 per Missouri household. And so these benefits would be wide-ranging across the economy. They would not be just in healthcare. So nearly 80% of the job growth would actually be in sectors of the economy outside healthcare. And it would be across the state. So almost two-thirds of this economic growth would be outside Kansas City and St. Louis. And so it's a program that would bring really broad economic benefits to the state. And that's saying nothing, of course, of the health benefits that we would gain from having another 230,000 people with insurance.
Last week, the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry endorsed Medicaid expansion, and the statewide chamber described it as a pro-jobs measure that will fuel economic growth. Your report says almost 9 in 10 jobs created would be quality jobs. What does the report define as quality, and what fields are we talking about here?
So the report defines quality jobs as jobs that pay $15 an hour or more. And as you say, nearly 90% of the new jobs that are projected to be gained are what the report defined as quality jobs. Now, I think the Missouri Chamber was looking at that data and also looking at other economic data from other states around the country that have expanded their Medicaid programs, and responding in a way that they should, which is that this is good for business, it's good for the state of Missouri, and so they're in favor of it. I think if you look at local chambers across the state, there's many that are in favor of this policy, and if you look across the country, you'll see the broad economic benefits that we get from this. I mean, another piece of this, by bringing all this new federal money into the state, the state would actually be able to substitute that funding for a lot of funding that the state is currently using now for healthcare and other services. And so in addition to seeing broad economic and job growth, we would probably see savings in the state budget that the state could then use to apply to other needs and priorities, or in a time when we're looking at probably deficits coming up, may actually help the state be able to balance the budget.
I interviewed Governor Mike Parson a couple of weeks ago and asked whether the plight of rural hospitals right now moved the needle on his lack of support for Medicaid expansion. The Missouri Hospital Association is among those groups that have long supported expanding Medicaid. And in the governor's answer, he said there were various studies that each side could point to on how much the Medicaid expansion program would end up costing the state. I'm wondering if you can talk about your study's integrity, how it was conducted, and by whom.
Sure. The study was conducted by an organization known as Regional Economic Models, Inc. So the acronym is REMI, or REMI. And this is an organization that for many years has done economic modeling research and has a standard model that they use that has been updated and refined as time has gone along to reflect reality. And so all they're doing is plugging new federal spending into an existing model that has integrity because it's stood the test of time and has reflected the reality of spending in the states. You know, it's interesting because we're in a time where I think people understand the importance of federal spending maybe more so than they would have. I mean, with the COVID pandemic, every state in the country has looked to the federal government to increase federal spending in those states because of the positive impact that has on the economy. The REMI model actually reflects historically how that has worked, and I think it's something that in these times everybody should understand. If we speak specifically to rural hospitals, I've had the good fortune over my career of working extensively in rural health. And there are very few policies that will ever have as much of a positive impact on rural hospitals and rural communities as Medicaid expansion. We've seen seven rural hospitals in Missouri that have closed since 2014. There are others that are on the verge. Medicaid expansion would be a direct injection of additional revenue to the bottom lines of all hospitals. But rural hospitals, which are operating on thinner margins than other hospitals, would feel the biggest benefit. And this is something that research has shown, that a hospital that is in an expansion state is 6 times less likely to close. And so if you look across the country, the large majority of hospital closures have been in states that have not expanded their Medicaid programs, even though those are a minority of the states. Will this guaranteed to save every rural hospital out there? We can't make that claim, but it will certainly make a huge difference for many of them. And there are many rural communities in states that have expanded that would not have hospitals anymore if their states had not expanded the Medicaid program.
And we mentioned in the introduction to the interview that expanding the Medicaid program in Missouri would cover adults earning up to 138% of the federal poverty level, or just over $17,000 a year for an individual. Missouri currently has one of the lowest eligibility thresholds for Medicaid in the country. Can you just talk about who is currently covered by Medicaid healthcare?
Sure. So Missouri Medicaid program, which is known as MoHealthNet, covers a little bit more than 900,000 people across the state. Most of those are children. Missouri actually does a very good job and has relatively high eligibility requirements for children. Others that are covered by the program include pregnant women, people with disabilities, some seniors, and some parents. The groups that aren't well covered by Missouri Medicaid are adults without children. If you're an adult without any kids in Missouri, you are not eligible for Medicaid at all, regardless of your income. And parents can earn no more than about 22% of the federal poverty level. So to translate that into real terms, for a family of four, that is less than $5,800 per year. And so by expanding Medicaid up to 138% of the poverty level, which for that same family of four would be about $36,000 a year, we will bring more than 200,000 additional people into the program. And most of those folks are people who are caught in a coverage gap. They make too much to be eligible for our current Medicaid program, but not enough to afford private health insurance. And so expanding Medicaid would take care of providing coverage for a large group of those people.
Sheldon Weisgrau with the Missouri Foundation for Health, thank you very much for talking to us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.